Romans 8:17. We are heirs of God. And joint heirs with Jesus. This is Heir Church.
With Pastor Dave Thomas of the Heir Church, 159 Clark Road, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us at our new Northside campus every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our website is theheirchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor Dave Thomas.
But that's what God does. He gives you authority. He gives you dominion. How you get it? You release his words in the atmosphere. Release them in your car. Release them in your house. Amen. You don't wait around to see what the devil going to do. Set the atmosphere for what you want going on in there. Amen. That's why you have to know your identity and you know the power of the word of God. Stop. You don't have to live no reactionary life waiting to see what the devil do and then you counterpunch. No, you start the fight. You brought some fight with you, start it. Come on, somebody.
I know we go out and have at the coin toss. The coin toss. And they flip the coin up and you win the toss. And they say, what do you want? You want to kick off or get the ball? We want the ball. We want the ball. No, we don't want to give you the ball. We want the ball. Because we're getting ready to score. We want to punch you first. We want to score first. Can I get a witness? Turn to your neighbor and say, I want the ball. Well, good. You got it. You got the ball. You got it. It's a matter of knowing what to do with it. But let me go for it. Somebody say revelation. Amen. Through transformation. All right. Now, this will stand out to you because you got to come out. You got to come out that classroom and you got to go on the field. We'd be sitting in the meeting room and there's always some talkers and people good at asking questions. Can I get a witness? There's nothing wrong with that, but we don't measure by that. We measure outside. And some guys will say, hey, man, you need to shut up in the meeting room. You're taking too much of our time. Get out here and can't catch a cold. You need to learn how to hold on to the ball when you get hit. Isn't that tying up all the time asking all them questions? Shut up. And so that's how football players deal with each other. It can be kind of brutal, you know, because it's real. Everything real. It's all real. You don't do what you do, you're going to get somebody hurt. And so you in there running your mouth in the meeting and you out here dropping the ball in the game. Shut up. Don't say, you better say nothing else in the game. And so guys threaten each other like that. They have that kind of, I think the Jaguars has got some of that going on right now. They try to, you know, get each other right. Can I get a witness? Oh, it's very confrontational. It's very confrontational. I'm confrontational. That's what I come out of. Nothing else is real. The devil is confrontational. He's not here to discuss stuff with you. Demons want something. They want a destruction. This is real. This is in the rehearsal. This is real. Life is real. Amen. It's confrontation in Malachi. It's confrontational. They would tell you on defense, they said, you're going to be ready to hit somebody. And if you won't hit, they can tell. They said, come here. You don't understand what you're supposed to be doing? It's all confrontational. Body of Christ, listen. This is warfare you're in. This is not heaven. You're not going to talk your way through it. You're going to have to act on the word of God, and you got to get all that fear out of you. Amen. But let me go past it. So anyway, it destroys Satan's controllability. Number two, Philippians 4:8. It will destroy the devil's ability to control you. The things that the devil would say or do, amen, demonic spirits to push you one way, you move to a dimension where that triggers you to automatically go the other way. That's right. It destroys. In other words, the devil's tell you, say, well, you're going to church again? What did you say? You're going to church again. Yeah, and I'm going to stay extra long today. Yeah, because he's threatening you. He's saying, you don't really love God or church anyway. why are you going? What you revealed to him is that you're weak and uncommitted, and he's playing with you. He's saying you don't really know the value of what you get. You've sent him signals that you don't know what's in here. You don't know the value of this. So he's going to start testing you. Oh, you going to church again? Well, who's going to say? He'll say that through somebody. You know, might be your relative, your kids or whatever. Mom, we going to church again? We're going again. We're going to stay longer this time. You have to go to another way. You got to send the message to the enemy. Don't play with me. You commit at another level. God loves that. Are you following me? See, but look, you playing around the edges and you bother about what time church out. You understand God trying to change your whole life. He's attempting to give you a life you can't get nowhere else. And he says, sit still. I'm telling you some things. I'm telling you how the devil took from you, stole from you, and how I'm going to get it all back and give you more than you, above what you can ask to think. That's what this is preparation for. But what the preparation is really the renewal of the mind. Our mind has to get renewed to believe, to expect from God. Amen. And then the transformation is where you begin to move in that direction. Amen. Well, you think I'm going to get a job seeking out find a job? I ain't trying to find no job. I'm trying to find who the blessed company enough to get to hire me. I'm telling you, that's the mindset you have to have. I'm not no charity case. I'm a man of God, anointed. You want me in your company, whether you know it or not. And when I get there, God's going to have somebody to tell you who's in your office. What? You mean, you? Yes, that's how you go. When your mind renewed, that's how the renewed mind tell you, I'm not no charity case. Blessings follow me. The blessings follow me. People going to like your company if they know I'm in it. I bet you haven't confessed that, have you? Oh, man, what you talking about? An economy like this? What economy? I ain't thinking about no economy. I'm thinking about what God does in the parameter and the dimension that I live in and work in. The word of God told Abraham, everywhere the soles of your foot shall trod, that belong to you. That's what a renewed mind, that's what a transformed mind speaks. See, you say, well, yeah, you know, I think I'm good. Yeah, but you won't say it, will you? I mean, your mind renewed, but you ain't transformed. You got to believe it at another level. Can you say amen? When you try to fight a transformed believer in a situation, if I give you a natural example of it, that means you're not going to get to talk but so much before he starts swinging. You just indicate we're in a fight, and it's already started. That's what a transformed fighter does. You ever seen the boxing matches, you know, where they go out and look at each other? You know, they do the stare down. Ali used to do the stare down. It's a boxer, they're so bad, they will punch you in the stare down. They'll start fighting before the referee tell them it's time to fight. And they're like, wait a minute. He's already punched. Amen. They haven't even told him when to go yet. He said, this is what's coming. This is what you're about to get. You got to get like that in your prayer life. And I didn't get to get over to tell you the part. I said, if you have that much impact and you're praying because you have a renewed mind about the word of God, that you're the head and not the tail. Okay, let me give you an example. You pray with somebody you never met. You stand at their apartment and say, Father, I thank you. You bless this man and woman right here. Open the doors of heaven. Bless their life, Father. Let your healing power manifest in their life. Father, give them the peace that passes all understanding. See, that's not no beginner prayer there. The peace that passes all understanding according to your word. And you begin to give them scripture. They're looking like, oh my God, is this a preacher standing here? See, that's praying for normal believers. I thank you, Lord, that the anointing fills this apartment in the name of Jesus. And that every need is met with heaven's best. Now, that's like level two. But when you can go and pray with somebody and pray in the Holy Ghost, say, Father, I thank you. In the name of Jesus. When you can release the power of God, you pray for stuff. You pray for stuff you don't know they want and need. Amen. And then the Holy Spirit give you the interpretation. He give you interpretation right there standing in front of them at their apartment. Not in church, at their apartment. That's what Jesus says. Listen, this is what God unleashed on the earth. He unleashed this on the earth. He didn't have this where you got to go to a Benny Hinn meeting to get it. He put this in believers. Normal walking the street,
Winn-Dixie shopping, Burger King eating people supposed to have this here. This one, I mean, you're supposed to bump into people on the sidewalk at the bus stop, and they're praying in the Holy Ghost, and they're prophesying, glory to God. That's what this is about. You ain't seen no real transformed believer. This is what transformation is about. You don't feel nothing.
You be at the bus stop waiting on, you be waiting at the bus stop, you don't pray for somebody. And then while the bus coming, somebody come up, know you behind the bus in a brand new Mercedes, say, come here, where you going? Come on, I'll take you there. You was at the bus stop waiting on the bus. Now you in the front seeing the brand new Benz, and they take you. Say, you ate anything? No, I was going to get something once I got home. Well, you ain't going to get home until about 5 this evening. Let's go get something. Come on, child. Let's go get something to eat, they tell you. And go get you something to eat, you know, a friend of yours, their brother or whatever. Let's go get something. Take you to a restaurant. Say, you going here? I ain't really dressed for it. Never mind that. They know me in there. And you was finna get on the bus. You see what's happening? We're talking about God, but let's wrap this up. So it destroys Satan's controllability. It's totally destroyed. Then it establishes a communication language. Now get this. This is in John 16:15, the Spirit of Truth speaks in this line with the Word of God. You're able to communicate with God. Now, somebody say transformation. What good is to have a communication language and you're not going to say nothing? Yeah. I hope this don't offend anybody. It's churches that believe in praying in the Spirit, speaking in tongues, casting out, and you don't never hear them do it. They don't do it. If you're scared to do it in here among saved people, you ain't going to do it. Well, you know, people may not understand. What? This isn't about getting them to understand this. Jesus died for this. They better get on board. You want the power of God. Can you say amen? And so, you know, and I that's kind of a rough edge about it because, and I may say that because I have an awareness of the warfare that's going on out there. I know what the devil doing. Huh? What you talking about? What you talking about? What the devil doing? They got mad. They not only killed that man, they cut him up. They cut him up and buried his parts. Well, they ain't found Khashoggi yet. Tell me the devil ain't crazy. And you a United States journalist. The devil don't care. If you ain't got no backbone, he'll do stuff in your face. They say he went in, but he didn't come out. Well, maybe he just in there. He's not somewhere. Don't fool yourself. He dead as a doornail. He cut up. They brought the cut up man with his saw. The devil don't care. This is earth, y'all. This is not heaven. You can live like it's heaven, but this earth. Amen. Stop trying to fool yourself like this heaven and the devil not there. The devil down here, y'all. But he defeated and demons down here. Quit playing around. Don't let him be playing around in your house and around your stuff. Can you say amen? I better go on. See, you're going to get your mad on. You better know where to direct it at. Amen. So it establishes a communication language. Now this communication language, here again, somebody say transformation. When your mind gets renewed, a renewed mind, it establishes a communication language with God. You can communicate because you know what God says about any subject. You ain't going to fight prosperity and you know what God says about it. You got to get your mind renewed to it. Folk believe in God for prosperity way down here at a real low level. God says, listen to what people say. You better look at what the Word of God says. Divine healing, divine guidance, all of these areas. You got to get your own mind renewed. You can't get your own mind renewed. Listen to unbelievers. You got believing believers and you got unbelieving believers. What unbelieving believer? What is that? That's a believer that don't believe all the word. Yeah, it's some real spiritual looking, spiritual sounding believers that don't believe the whole Bible. And you won't know until you turn to the page. Say, what you say about that? Well, that went away with the last apostle. When the last apostle died, you being lied to right in your face. Give me a scripture and verse there, Reverend. The last apostle died. Yeah, those gifts when the last apostle. Oh, the last apostle died. So all the gifts of the Spirit, gone. It ain't the apostle's gift, it's the gifts of the Holy Ghost. But let's go further. Come on, somebody. I'm helping somebody. And other people are like, what is he talking about? But it's established communication language. It increased your ability. Now get this. I got two more. Y'all with me? Y'all good? Stand to your feet. We're working. Stand to your feet. You just woke up a little while ago. Stand to your feet. Let some blood run through you. Can you say amen? This is what the coach do. Coach said, y'all take a lap. Y'all not focused. Give me two laps. Man, I told you about dragging around. See there? Take a lap. This is going on a stretch. It's all right. Your body, you know, it's got blood. That blood sits still. If it's warm, it'll want to go back to sleep. Amen. Don't bring no pillows with you. So that's just, it's still early. It's still early. Some of you, on Saturday, you sleep later than this. Well, not quite. Some of you close to, you be just having breakfast or whatever. Amen. Just lose this. Because see, your body, your spirit man is with this. But your body, it'll try to slow down. Okay, you can be seated. Okay, this is the fourth quarter. This is the last part of the fourth quarter. Okay, so what did I say it was? Increase your ability to obey the word of God. All right, it will increase. Now, this has to do with the purpose in terms of the transformation. This is the purpose. You say it's the purpose of renewal of the mind. It's the purpose of the transformation. The completed process of the conquest of the mind is when it's a transformed mind. All right, go back. You can go back. I'll read the verse to you again. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, you present your body, living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be what? It's saying, don't be this, but be this. Well, if I don't be this, how do I be this? You be this by renewing your mind. When you renew your mind, you can be this. And so what occurs is, because we walk by faith and not by sight, you're measured by what we do. God is measured. He look in your heart. He knows what's there. He can judge by what's there. But he knows what we will do. So the transformation, that's when you will act on that word that's there. See, the word transformation, it deals with stopping an existing action and producing another action. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Are you following it? It's not just, it's some people that say real sinners, but you don't know it because you ain't around them at the time when all that's going on. But it's in them. It's in their thought life. Can you say amen? So my mama looked at Monk and discerned that there's some stuff in that boy that I don't want you nowhere around him. That's when I was in middle school. Can I get a witness? She had never seen Monk do anything bad or anything, but she could discern his thought life. Sometimes young kids, they can respond to you, speak to them, and you can tell they're bad. You, their body language will tell you. See, I mean, grown people, they don't know you know this. They don't know you've been them before. They don't know you've been them. So you picking up stuff they don't know you picking up. Can I get a witness? Amen. But let's go further. So prior to this transformation, see, transformation is not like a, it's not like a spiritual word. This is like a normal word. But the transformation deals with act, how you act. It's so that from how you act based on what you know and your concept of things. Amen. That's why kids, you know, bad fight. Why they fight? They fight. They have a thought life of fighting. Well, God liked that fighting thought life, but he want to use it over here. Fight the good fight of faith. It's another fight. So that transformation, and in order to change them, There has to be a renewal of their thought life. What they think and how they think has to be literally ripped out of them and replaced by another thought life. That's what God is saying. He said, I don't want nothing about what you brought. I don't want what you think. I don't want how you think. I don't want to use any of that. I want to replace all of that, and I'm going to get some new wires to put it in. I know I'm a little past where I wanted to be, but I'm going to help somebody, because this isn't about getting points for going to church. If you don't act different, you're not going to get the results that God wants you to have. Now, you'll be a better person. You'll be a better person. Your peace of mind will be better. But we're talking about getting results here. When we leave the meeting room and go on the field and we're practicing to win and do something. All that's about what we're going to do. We already discussed what we're going to think. Now we're talking about what we're going to do, and we're going through it so we it's clear we know what to do. Are you following? So somebody say transformation. See, this mystery of not being able to figure out who's saved and who's not saved, it shouldn't be that difficult. But this aspect of transformation had to be emphasized. Now, so this term, it will increase your ability to obey the word of God. This is right there. I don't have one more after that. It will increase your ability to obey the word of God. But I'm saying, won't I just obey the word of God? Not with unrenewed mind, you won't. The unrenewed mind will argue with the word of God, and you'll be saved. The bulk of your life is your thought life. What you think, your thoughts, what's going on, how you evade. And that God wants to totally rewire and renovate all of that as a staging area for launching you into the life he ordained for you. Amen. Saints, listen, those guys that had been with Jesus, when Jesus left, they was casting out devils and laying hands on the sick. They was doing miracles. They wasn't talking about miracles, meditating on miracles. They was doing them. They had to engage people. They had to, silver and gold have I not, but such as I have, give I unto thee in the name of Jesus. They engaging people. That's what evangelism is about. It's about engaging people. It's about confronting what ails them. He said, well, how am I know? The Holy Ghost will tell you. Just talk to him. Ask him, how's everything going with your life? Are you blessed? They'll tell you. Oh, no, man. No, it's just, you know, I just think about killing myself a couple of weeks ago. Come on. You don't know what that is. That demonic effectiveness. They need demons cast out of them. So here again, this is the value. This is the value of the time you invest in the word of God. You get it, you know, you look through it, it's preparing you for warfare. Why send a whole bunch of troops to Vietnam for them to negotiate? For them to sit, well, won't you go out? There's going to be some other soldiers out there, and y'all meet them up under the tree, and y'all discuss what will make life better. That is what they did. They was killing people. They at war. Come on, somebody. They will either capture you or kill you. They are dropping them down into warfare. You got dropped down into a war zone. Yeah, what you call them? They didn't talk about you behind your back. You in a war zone. Quit tripping. I don't know why they like this, you know. Praise God. I repeat it. Increase your ability to obey the word of God. James 17. Faith without works, it has not works, is dead. Being alone, it prevents. Now, do you know what the note is under this? It prevents manifestation. Say, what good is it to preach prosperity and you ain't got nothing? You stay poor. What's that for? God, what's all that for? Could you tell me that? All the believers poor, they ain't got nothing. And all this word in here, prosperity. Why you put all that in there? Was you just bragging? No. He put it in there to renew your mind as to what his will is, amen, and to produce transformation. You shouldn't have prosperity in you in the word of God, and you talking poverty, telling your kids you can't afford this, and you can't afford this. And God used to program, you've been programmed, people been programmed to poverty is coming out of your mouth and filling your house. Get that out of there. And them lies, that's a lie of the devil. Jesus come out that grave, you wasn't poor no more. Amen. You wasn't poor physically, spiritually, mentally, or financially. You better speak up to your identity and the fulfillment of what Jesus did with that blood. He redeemed us from poverty, sickness, and death. You totally redeemed. Turn to your neighbor and say, you redeemed. Amen. You need to live in your redemptive state. Expect more. Hallelujah. Well, how am I going to pay for that? Anybody tell you you're going to buy your way to the blessing? God, he promised it. He'll bring it to pass. Do the part that he says. I just told you what I was thinking about my grandkids. I said, if you just come around. Granddaddy got some stuff. He's trying to figure out how to get it to you. Come on, somebody. So anyway, say that with me. Say, increase your ability to obey the word of God. How many of you think that will bless people? Increase the ability to obey the word of God. Yeah. Obey is an action word. To increase your ability to think about the word of God more often. That's not what that, no. That's meditating on the word. That's good. But you got to get that. But there's something that follows the meditation. All right. What did I say it was? Over in Joshua 1:8-9. That you meditate on the word of God day and night. That you might observe to what? That you might observe to what? All that is written therein. Then shall you make your way what? Then shall you have what? That's Old Testament scripture, saint. If God said it way back then before Jesus came, saints, that you may observe to do all that is written therein, then shall you make your way prosperous. Then shall you have good success. Because what he's saying, that level of meditation of the word of God produced renewal of the mind and transformation. And I'm going to stop right there. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Say this with me. Say, as a believer, a man and woman of God, I fully expect the word of God that renews my mind to move me into a transformed state so that my actions produce manifestations in every area of my life, physically, spiritually, mentally, and financially. Transform is the life ordained for me by the word of God, the will of God, the power of God. Now, in this time, I fully expect things to change as change and power through the word of God affects my life, affects my heart. For you said, God, out of the abundance of the heart, out of the abundance of my heart, my mouth speaks. Therefore, I will speak it. It shall come to pass. As I walk as a transformed man, a transformed woman, not just saved, but saved, filled, renewed, and transformed. Move aside, Satan. Move aside, demonic oppression. I'm walking in my transformation that can be visible to the naked eye because it's manifestation of God's promises through his word. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Hello, this is Pastor Thomas. That's all the time we have for today's message. I'd like to personally invite you to come out to one of our services. We meet Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. We're in our new location at 159 Clark Road, right off of North Main Street, just past the Hexer Drive overpass. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us for The Air Church, the live worship service from The Air Church, 159 Clark Road on Jacksonville's north side, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us again next Sunday morning at our new location in the sanctuary at 10 a.m. or join us at 6 p.m. next Sunday for the worship service of The Air Church here on Praise 107.9. For more information, go to www.airchurch.com. theairchurch.org. That's theairchurch.org.